Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am uber excited. I have a great guest. Not only is this person very knowledgeable about community and building community both online and offline, but she also is a business partner, a mentor, and a great friend. Her name is Ellen Huxtable. Hey, Ellen, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. Anyways, what I like to do is get people to know you and your backstory a little bit. So how did you go from sorting YMCA camp pictures to holding live boot camps for business owners?
Well, one of the things I did is I grew up a lot because I was doing that as a young teenager. But I went from my high school to college and to grad school in business administration. So I have an MBA from Kellogg. I was in hospital administration for many years. Then I went into small business management because working with doctors in hospitals is very much working with small businesses. And I found I liked the broader small business community a lot and the excitement that people bring to their own businesses and their sense of entrepreneurship. And I gravitated toward that and have been there ever since, working with small businesses, helping them get over the speed bumps, working with organizations, and to try to get them to think about their strategic plan and implement it, and working with individuals who want to get their businesses growing and excelling and staying ahead of the curve. So all of that keeps me out of trouble, at least.
Well, it's always good to stay out of trouble, and you are just absolutely prolific. I mean, you do so many different things. You hold networking groups, you hold masterminds for small businesses, you hold masterminds for big businesses. You also work in different spaces, you hold retreats and boot camps and all these kind of things. And so what I want to talk about today is kind of, you're really I consider you like a premier community builder. I mean, you are a connector. You know how to say, this person is somebody you need to meet. This is something you need to do. So the question, you know, I want to start off asking is, we have in-person communities and then we have online communities. And, you know, people tend to gravitate towards one or the other, but I think there's a commonality between them. So what do you find in community building, both live and online, that you consider to be, you know, consistent between the two?
Absolutely. Both online and in-person community building is exactly that. It's building community. It's building connection. And so whether you're online or you're meeting people face-to-face, you have an agenda. And your agenda is you want to meet people. You want to get to know people. You want to see if you can help people. And the people that you meet that are either online or in the face-to-face community, they usually want the same thing. So for me, whether I'm online or whether I'm meeting face-to-face, it is exciting. It is fun. I love to meet people and find out what they're looking for, because odds are sometimes I know the other half of the puzzle that'll fit their needs, or often you know the other half of the puzzle that'll fit their needs, Brian, and we can work together to try to get the right people connected.
Absolutely. So, you know, using those same principles, one of the things I always say is never do anything online that you wouldn't do in person. And we've seen this all the time. You get somebody who walks into a networking meeting and they walk around the room, they shake everybody's hand, they pass out their business card, grab their business card, and move on to the next person. They never spent any time doing that. In online communities, I mean, that happens on LinkedIn all the time. I call it connect and pitch, where somebody connects with you and immediately pitches you something. And so if you had to list out the top three things that people should not do live when they're networking or trying to build relationships in community, what are the top three things that you would say don't do?
I think that one of the things that comes to mind right away is, I don't think you should ever talk before you listen. because if you listen to what the other person is saying, it's going to help you. It's going to tell you what's important to them. It's going to tell you where you might have your background connecting to their background, because what you're trying to do is to establish a connection. And oftentimes the important connection isn't your business. Oftentimes your important connection is what you do on the side. I mean, my son was in a drum and bugle corps, and for the very small handful of people that were associated with one of those, that's an immediate thing that lights up their lives, and all of a sudden we're talking about that, and all of a sudden we're best friends. So listening before you talk helps you find those points of connection. I think another thing that you should never, ever do is to be looking for the next connection while you're talking to somebody, because you're trying to establish a relationship. And networking is very much like dating. You don't want to connect with somebody who's out looking for the next date to ask out to the ball. You want to connect with somebody who is interested in you. And the minute you start looking around the room when somebody's talking to you, you're sending a vibe that you don't really care about that person that's standing in front of you. So you absolutely want to send the message that's the true message, that you want to know who this person is. And I think the third thing that's important is to think about follow-up. Now, not everybody's going to be the best connection for you, but you will have some people that you want to follow up with. Please keep track of the people you want to follow up with and do so, because networking is just the very first step. And if you don't step beyond the first step, you're never going to get your networking to be a payoff for you, as well as using your networking to help the other people. So those are the things that I think are really important.
And they are. They're very important. So take that to another level. And what are some of the things that you've seen online that you went, wow, that's really cool. That's really different. How have you seen people do things that have gotten your attention and maybe wanted to reach out and connect with that person or start to build a relationship? What are the positive things?
I think that one of the things that certainly helps build that person-to-person relationship is to remember what's important to the other person. If the other person, for example, likes dogs, and they happen to be German Shepherd fans, because they told me that their favorite person in the whole world is their German Shepherd named Fido. The minute I see a cute picture on Facebook of a German Shepherd, or I see something that is like the time trials for obedience, and there's this really amazing German Shepherd, I'm going to take that LinkedIn or that Facebook feed, I'm going to forward it to them and say something like, hey, this reminds me of you and your dog. If there is somebody that is out there that is having a tough time, some people, when I connect with them on Facebook or on LinkedIn, will post things like, for example, things like they weren't feeling so well and they ended up in the hospital, you know, little things like that I would follow up with them and interact with them on social media. How do you feel? Are you all right? Are you back at work? Those are the kinds of things that build connection. And I find that I have connection with some people that I've never met face-to-face. And that's where the online connection and the face-to-face meet together. There's one person that always is responding to my Facebook feeds on lost dogs, cute dogs, dogs looking for a new home. And I met him once, maybe 5 years ago, but absolutely, it's somebody that I need to go off and say, hey, let's have a cup of coffee, because we haven't caught up, but we've followed each other for months and months, liking each other's postings about dogs. And so those are the kinds of things that help move the online connection to the face-to-face connection and vice versa.
Well, thanks for the softball about people not feeling well.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that would be relevant.
Yeah, if anybody listened to the last podcast, you'll get it. If you haven't, go back and listen to the previous podcast. But one of the things that you did is you heard the diagnosis of what I had, which was sepsis. And you went and actually looked it up and found an article on it and posted it. Now, you know, obviously it helped me. But what I found amazing about that is all of a sudden other people started chiming in. And it was like, oh my God, my aunt just died from that. And it's like, whoa, you know, or, you know, hey, my husband had it, or, you know. And then we had a friend who was a nurse who said, you know, hey, that's really serious. And here's, you know, some info that you need. And it was just like everybody was jumping on. It didn't turn into a big empathy fest. I mean, it turned into, you know, a real honest, open sharing communication that I really thought built the community around a topic that people could relate to. So that was amazing.
Absolutely. And what I find amazing on those things is you find out who knows who that you didn't know knew each other. I'll find people or who have common interest, because when you post something like that, there are people there when I post that are from my high school, people from my business community, people from my relatives that are out of state, and all of them are chiming in on one topic. And it builds a community out of people that have a commonality, that they know you or they know me, and that commonality is bringing people together, building that kind of bond between people that have no clue who the other person is, but they know that they're Brian's friend or they know that they're Ellen's friend. And so yeah, that's how that kind of synergy takes place. That is something that actually can't happen as easily face-to-face. That's one of the strengths of being online.
Yeah, and what is amazing is that somebody actually read that post, and then they messaged me later and said, I met somebody you know. And I said, who's that? And she said, I was in at the hospital getting my husband some medical treatment. I think it was cancer drugs or something like that. And this woman walked up, and she was the nurse and working with them, and they struck up a conversation, and they found out they both knew me, and all of a sudden their relationship just blossomed.
Absolutely.
You know, because of that tied in thing. So I think one of the cornerstones that you know, the people need to think about is, and of course, you know the title of my book, it's not about you, it's about bacon. It's really about when you're posting things, when you're building community, you're looking for the common good of everybody else. And if you focus on that, I think that's really super important. But the other thing I think that's super important too is, you know, people walk into networking with the wrong impression. They think they're going to walk in, they're going to meet a potential customer, and then they're going to take that lead and run with it, just like they do on social media. But in reality, it, like you said, it could be, you know, somebody that is connected to somebody, connected to somebody, connected to somebody that eventually turns into a client. And you, in, if you just brush somebody off, you might be losing opportunities. The other thing, if they are a good client, chances are very small that they're in immediate need for what you have. It's like, you know, 80% of the time they're fine, 20% they're not. It's rare that you find somebody in that 20 percentile where they're looking. But if you stay connected with them, sooner or later, there's going to be a point where they say, hey, you know what? Ellen does masterminds. I need to talk to her. And so all of a sudden, you know, by staying top of mind, you're allowing yourself the opportunity to maybe make the connection that you were hoping for when you first started, right?
Absolutely. And that's where social media is so strong, because there are people that I have not seen in years, but we are communicating on almost a daily basis on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, we are commenting on each other's postings, etc. And we have a very strong connection because of social media. And you're right that people sometimes think that they're going to walk in, pass out 20 business cards, collect 20 business cards, and go and land a client. And as you say, that's not how this works. You're going to go to when I go to a networking event face-to-face, I think I'm going to really get to meet and know 2 to 3 people. And whether there's 100 people in the room or 10, I'm only going to get to really get to talk to 2 or 3. And so it makes no difference if there's another 100 people, because you're out there to build a relationship. And once you have that relationship started, the next part of building that relationship is to stay in touch. And you're right, I have one client now that I hadn't heard from for probably 3 years. And it was somebody that I talked to 3 years ago, maybe came to one of the business retreats 2 years ago, and was totally out of touch with me. And I sent him a happy birthday note on LinkedIn as you do and I do, when LinkedIn or Facebook says it's so-and-so's birthday, so-and-so's gotten promoted, so-and-so's having an anniversary, I always post something there that says happy anniversary, happy birthday, congratulations on the promotion. Just a quick little note on LinkedIn or Facebook. I posted one of those from somebody I had seen in a couple of years, and I got a note back, and instead of the typical one, which says, thanks, Ellen, and even that is fine because at least we're back in contact, this one says, I got to talk to you, and I got to talk to you now. And I've had this client for over a year now because I've known him for a number of years, but right now he had a need, and sending a happy birthday notice was what triggered him to say, I got to talk to you now. And so that's how it sort of all works.
Absolutely. And I love what you said, and I want to add one thing to it. You have a networking group that I've been attending for probably 8 years. I've gone to your masterminds for years as well. But the one thing about going to a networking group, whether they're free or paid or whatever, is consistency. You know, the thing is people go 2-3 times, they don't get anything, and they don't show up. We see this all the time. But occasionally, there are people who, you know, just keep coming back and coming back and coming back and coming back. And eventually, you find that connecting point. You know, it takes time. So if you're expecting to get something out of networking, my advice, and I think your advice would be the same, is be consistent. Try it for at least, you know, if it's once a week, you know, try it for at least 3 months. If it's once a month, try it for 6 months or a year. You know, it takes time to really build those relationships. So do you have anything to add to that?
I think you're absolutely right on that. And to paraphrase or to quote you, the truth of the matter is that you need to have people that know you, like you, and trust you. And seeing somebody once or twice is not going to build that knowledge or that liking or the trust. And so that starts with meeting somebody, usually in a large networking group, but then meeting them one-on-one and having coffee with them and finding out what their business really is like and finding out about them. How many kids do they have? Do they have a dog? I always like to find out about the dogs. They're always cute dogs. There's no such thing as an ugly dog. And finding out what is important to them, because then you start building the bondages, the linkages between you and them, between you as a person and them as a person, because we're not dealing with a business to a business. We're dealing with a person to a person, regardless of how big their business is. They can be representing Caterpillar Tractor, but you're going to be building a relationship not with a corporation. You're building that relationship with that person. And so that's why it takes time to build that relationship and build that knowledge base that you can think about who you know that can help them and who you know that they can help. And that's what you're looking for.
And that's one of the key things, I think, too, is if you go into a relationship and think, how can I help this person? By providing them something of value first, you become more valuable to them, rather than expecting to get something from them first and then you provide them something. So go in with a servant heart, servant attitude, and your chances of success are going to be much higher. Even if it never pans out, at least you gave something and they'll remember you, right?
Absolutely. Well, that's why the business networking group that I coordinate through the Congregational Church, and we've been doing that for probably 15 years now, is one that is a tremendous networking opportunity. The website for the group is www.ccobnetwork.com. It stands for Congregational Church of Batavia Network. And the reason that that is such a powerful networking tool is because it's a group that is open to anybody in small business or who is interested in small business. It is free, and it is something that all the members can use as a way to build bonds and linkages to people that they just meet, because anybody in the group is very welcome to take any of their new acquaintances and say, hey, I belong to a group. It's free. You're welcome to come. Here's a card for the group, or here's the website for the group. And what people can do then is you've just given that other person something of value. You've given them another place that they can market their business. And it's free to you, and it's hugely valuable to them. And what you've done beyond that is that if they show up the group and you are a regular attendee, you're going to get additional chances to see them on a repeated basis and get to know them, like them, and trust them. and vice versa. So that's why that kind of a group is a tremendous way to build your network and help everybody else in the group meet a really nice new person that they wouldn't have gotten to meet otherwise.
Well, Ellen, this has been fabulous. You have dropped some wonderful sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. If they want to learn about you and your groups or anything like that, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, my website is my company is Advantage Business Concepts. My website is, I'll do that again. And my website is www.advantage-biz.com. And the people can contact me on emailing you to ellen@advantage-biz.com or through the website. And it's all the information is there. I'd love to speak with people and find out more about their businesses and see how I can help them or how people that I know might be able to help them.
Well, Ellen, it's been a pleasure. I can't believe I've waited this long to have you on because you're such a cornerstone of everything I talk about. So I really appreciate you and your time, and thanks for sharing your info with my peeps.
And thank you for inviting me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.